Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny, with Tel Aviv enjoying a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is seeing clear skies, perfect for an afternoon stroll. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports that four IDF soldiers were injured in a clash with a Hezbollah gunman in southern Lebanon earlier this hour. Also, Walla highlights Prime Minister Netanyahu's statement to ministers that no soldier is limited amid cabinet disagreements on how to handle Hezbollah threats, reported 2 hours ago. Also this hour, 24 News details rising tensions over Lebanon during an Israeli government meeting, questioning why Hezbollah isn't being dismantled. Separately, Israel Hayom reveals that the IDF eliminated 7 Hezbollah operatives who were preparing to attack forces on the ground just 22 minutes ago. And finally, the Jerusalem Post discusses Israel's worst-case scenario of being allied yet alone against Hezbollah, as a proposed agreement could limit military freedom, reported 35 minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. I24NEWS English, an Israeli international news broadcaster, posted earlier today about an IDF airstrike that killed 7 Hezbollah operatives moving weapons near troops in southern Lebanon. AMK Mapping, a geolocation analyst, admitted earlier today to posting incorrect coordinates, clarifying that a strike occurred on the northern outskirts of Sumy. Seth Franzman, a journalist, noted an hour ago that the complexity of disarming Hezbollah makes incremental control attempts the only viable option, highlighting the challenges Israel faces without sending ground forces into Lebanon. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the report from Times of Israel. Earlier this hour, 4 IDF soldiers were injured in a confrontation in southern Lebanon. A Hezbollah gunman attacked, resulting in moderate injuries to an officer and lighter injuries to 3 others. The ongoing border tensions continue to present significant challenges to regional stability. Turning to the cabinet discussions reported by Walla, Prime Minister Netanyahu assured ministers that IDF actions are not restricted. This comes amid cabinet tensions over handling Hezbollah's threats during a ceasefire. The debate reflects the broader strategic challenges Israel faces in balancing military actions with diplomatic pressures. Meanwhile, 24 News highlights the rising tensions within the Israeli government. Questions were raised during a meeting about why Hezbollah isn't being dismantled, pointing to differing opinions on how to confront the group. This internal discourse underscores the complexities of coordinating a unified approach against Hezbollah. In related news, as reported by Israel Hayom, the IDF's recent elimination of 7 Hezbollah operatives in southern Lebanon occurred just 22 minutes ago. This strike comes amid heightened vigilance following the earlier clash. The proactive measures aim to deter future threats, but also risk escalating tensions. Finally, the Jerusalem Post discusses the geopolitical implications of a proposed energy market agreement. This agreement could potentially limit Israel's military options in Lebanon. The situation poses a strategic dilemma for Israel, balancing alliances with its need for national security. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports the state controller's warning about the high-risk state of Israel's mortgage market, comparing it to the past subprime crisis in the U.S. The Bank of Israel, however, dismissed the report as unprofessional. Separately, Globes notes that Snyk, a cybersecurity company, is laying off 90 employees. This marks the company's 4th round of layoffs, reflecting broader industry challenges. And finally, CTech discusses how AI is reshaping competitive advantages. The focus is now shifting from technological innovation to market positioning and category leadership, altering traditional business strategies. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.